So here we are, Party 93.4, 94.9 FM in Hudson Valley, with Simon Mejia of Bombay Stereo. It's nice to have you here for this interview. And here we are at the new parish in Oakland. You guys are setting up, ready to rock this venue tonight.
Yeah, it's actually the second time we play here, in this venue.
In this venue, okay.
It's a really nice place, you know. All the gigs here in California are very special.
I saw you guys at the same Grove maybe 2 years ago.
The park.
The park.
Yeah, it was a beautiful one. Also.
Yeah, it was very
with Giovanotti.
With Giovanotti, yes. Yes.
Nice one.
Yes. So, Bombay Stereo, you guys are from Colombia. Mm-hmm. Let's have like a little recap about the band and I think your first album is in 2006.
Yeah, it was an album that I made myself. Yeah. It was like a more a kind of an instrumental album, and then when I was making that album, I met Liliana,
the lead singer.
So, and then after that, the project evolved into forming a band, no? It was
the real
like a
band.
Personal project, and now it's a band.
It's a quartet.
Quartet, you know, with bass, guitar, drums, and vocals.
And vocals.
And electronics.
Plus the electronics. So, like I said, Bombay Stereo mixes like the folk, like what is the cumbia, the Colombian folk, with like electronic influences, and like lots of hip-hop, rap, and lots of like boombaton, like more like electronic, like heavy sound together. So that's the mix you guys
it's more or less in Colombia we have a huge tradition in folk music, because we have a huge affluence of black people in both coasts. We have the Caribbean coast and the Pacific coast. The Caribbean coast is full of music, and you have the cumbia tradition there. So it's our dance music in Colombia. Dance music in Colombia is like the folk and the tropical music. And we just blend it with the international dance-based music.
Yeah. And also it's the name of this tour, Caribbean Power.
It's the name of one of the songs.
The album is Elegancia Tropical. And it was released just released the end of last year.
Yeah, we released it in October
in
Colombia. And then we just released it in Mexico, and then we're releasing it here, but with an English label. It's called Soundwave.
Soundwave.
It's a record based in London.
Okay.
But they are distributing in Europe and here in the States.
And you guys have been touring in Europe already?
We're going in July.
In July, okay. But you've been before for promoting the album.
Last year we went, and we go almost every year, in summertime.
Because we gotta say that Bombay Stereo is touring a lot. Like, it's doing lots of festivals.
It's basically touring, no? The development of the band has been like playing a lot.
Playing a lot.
More than producing in the studio, and it's like playing and playing is like a circus.
It probably is. It's very important, like how to spread the word, no?
Spread the word and spread the music, no?
Because
we have the language barrier, but I think it's not a barrier because the music. Expresses lots of things, though. The music we make is kind of can be common to many people because it has so many elements that, despite it's singing in Spanish, people get to understand it because it has like the electronics, but the traditional music, but the reggae, but the hip hop, but the rock. So it's kind of a universal language in some way.
Yeah, and also I think I saw something like reading some interviews of you guys. You put that like combining this element is good, even for who is not from Colombia, who grew up with the like Latin rhythm and music, is a way to make more familiar. Like for example, like European people listen to something that like in the electronic way is. Something that you have before, but with like folk, Colombian folk freedom. Yeah. So it's a good mix to, and more like wider
audience, and it's also the music that we grew up listening, no? Because in Colombia we have the folk music, but we also grew up listening to lots of music from North America, from Europe, electronic, like many things. So you grew up in a kind of a hybrid influence, no? Yeah. You have the tradition, the black, the indigenous people, the tropical Latin, but you also have from this side of the world and from Europe. So yes. you grew up with all those things in your head. It's natural to make a music like that.
And you are the creator of the music, mostly.
Yeah, mostly in this last album we worked with the other two guys, with Kiki and Julian a lot. And Liliana, she makes all lyrics. The lyrics. But yes, I'm usually like making the basses, no? the tracks.
The tracks, yeah. And like briefly, I've read that you are also a visual artist.
Yeah.
And what do you do, like?
I started visual arts, but I got into documentary.
Okay, so you do
I'm very much into music documentaries.
Okay, nice.
I made one in 2008, but it was released in 2010. And it was a work with it in one of these traditional towns in Colombia, traditional music, and we made like a portrait with all the singers, and then we released a music CD with documentary and everything. And I like that kind of language.
Nice. So you are like a musician all around, like 360 degrees, also like producing music but also doing video.
Yeah, I like to. It's my passion, all those things.
Yeah, cool. And how is the tour going so far?
It's good. We're starting now. This is the second show here in the States, the third show of the tour, because we started in Acapulco. Then we went and the weekend to Crystal Bay, that is a place in Tahoe Lake. And now today is the third show, so we have like 10.
I'm right down. Like, yeah, like you're going to Seattle, San Antonio, Miami, Austin, Washington, like Chicago, New York. Yeah. Nice. So
it's a good one. It's
good. And I think you guys are pretty good on the road, because you've been touring all the time, so...
Yeah, the band has become like a family, you know?
Yeah,
touring with your brothers and your mother and your grandmother and... Cool. So you know everyone very, very well.
A family is moving.
It's a family.
Yeah, nice. So here we are, Paris 93.4, 94.9 FM in Hudson Valley with Bombay Stereo, Simon Mejia. Mejia, the band leader, you can say that. And I'm just about the making of the Elegancia Tropical. So how do you have an idea to explore more like different sound than before?
Yeah, we wanted to explore with the folk music, but go deeper.
Okay.
Go deeper and see it like in a different perspective from the previous albums, and also between the previous album Blow Up and this one there was like a 4-year lapse, and those 4 years, let's say 2 or 2.5 years, were touring and going to festivals, watching music, live music, watching lots of bands of different sounds. So that, I think, unconsciously influenced us to try to look out at our own traditional music in Colombia, but from a wider perspective.
Yeah.
So we have the rhythms, but they are like, if you hear the album the first time, it hears like a little bit more electronic and more like ambient. You have more synthesizers and everything, but the folk is below.
Yeah, and it's more like maybe as like an more intimate.
It's more intimate, yeah.
Like, overall, but there are still like tracks like.
It's intimate, and the lyrics are also. We're talking about different topics, you know, about different. It's more from the inside. The other one was more like, okay, let's go on a party, have a nice time. This one is like, okay, what's happening inside?
Yeah.
we decided to tell you what's happening inside, how we see the world, but from the inside, so it's kind of...
more mature, more like...
more mature, yeah, we're growing up.
Nice, nice. And what about the your biggest influences, like musical-wise?
Yeah, for me personally, is I'm always looking into Africa, what's happening now, young musicians are doing now, and in South Africa there are lots of interesting like electronic projects, but also looking in Africa backwards, like all compilations and music that was made in the 70s and everything.
Like High Life, Afrobeat and stuff.
Yeah, Afrobeat, High Life, Fela Kuti, but I think it's always... you in Colombia, you always find something that amazes you. In the traditional music, you find some old recordings and you get to something that you never heard before, and that is very, very influential. And all the electronic currents that you see changing every month in London and Berlin is also very amazing. Eh?
Yeah.
But I try always to have like a distance, because there is so many music in the world that yeah, to have a little bit of distance.
And you have to find your way like in between.
Yeah, your way in between, and try to keep your head also clean, no?
Yeah. And the last question, like in 2010 you guys were nominated the best like a new band in the world by MTV. So it was kind of
huge.
How felt that, how was it for you?
For me it was quite a surprise. I thought it was like, what's happening here? But I think it's just a title, you know. There are so many bands in the world that you can tell. It's not sports, no, that you say this is the best and this is the worst. But for the band it was like an important door to get to new audience and get to know people and do press around the thing and everything. But I think music is not about who's the best and who's the worst. No? Music is just music. And you do it and you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah. Alright, thank you Simon. You want to say something to parents? Give a shout to Party 934 from Bomba Estéreo.
Okay, no, this is Simon from Bomba Estéreo, and get into the Eleganza Tropical.